Shaw University, the South's first historically black university. Welcome to the Documenting the American South Highlights podcast. Doc South is a digital publishing initiative sponsored by the University Library at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. On December 1, 2007, Shaw University, the South's oldest historically black university, turned 142. On this anniversary, Doc South celebrates Shaw, which began with a single theology class for recently emancipated freedmen, offered by Dr. Henry Martin Tupper in 1865. Located in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Baptist-affiliated coeducational liberal arts institution was known as the Raleigh Institute from 1866 to 1870. The school changed its name to the Shaw Collegiate Institute in 1870 after Elijah Shaw funded the construction of the campus's first building. And 5 years later, the campus became known as Shaw University. In 1885, it became the first school in the South to train black doctors and pharmacists. And more recently, it conducted a study of why black World War II veterans had been overlooked for the Medal of Honor. This study culminated with President Bill Clinton awarding the Medal of Honor to 7 of the 10 veterans whom Shaw had recommended for the award. A Shaw University catalog dating from the 1876 to 1877 school year provides a glimpse into Shaw's early years. The catalog features pictures of campus buildings, including SD Hall, the first women's dormitory on a coeducational campus in the U.S. It also lists the university's trustees, faculty, and assistant teachers. A summary of student enrollment shows 240 students, including 89 women and 47 studying ministry. Additionally, the catalog lays out the schedules of courses required in the university's various programs, lists the rules that students are expected to follow, and describes student expenses, which came to around $8 a month. More concerned with Shaw's history as an institution than its day-to-day operation is J.A. Whitted's A History of the Negro Baptists of North Carolina, published in 1908, the ninth chapter of which chronicles Shaw's growth from, quote, a Negro cabin on the outskirts of the city to an institution of learning that has done much in uplifting African Americans. Whitted's chapter details key moments from the life of founder Henry Martin Tupper, including a night that Tupper and his wife spent guarding their house from a Ku Klux Klan attack. Whitted also describes Shaw's various graduate and professional programs and discusses the international influence that Shaw has exerted by enrolling graduates from Africa and the West Indies, as well as Central and South America. Both Whitted's book and the Shaw University catalog are part of Doc South's North Carolina Experience Collection, which tells the story of the Tar Heel State as seen through representative histories, descriptive accounts, institutional reports, fiction, and other writing. A History of the Negro Baptists of North Carolina is also part of the Church in the Southern Black Community collection, which documents the ways in which Southern African Americans experienced and transformed Protestant Christianity into a central institution of community life. For links to the works and collections mentioned, and for other titles of interest, visit this highlight on the web at docsouth.unc.edu/highlights/shaw.html. For the most recent highlight and a link to the highlights archive, visit docsouth.unc.edu and click on the Highlights tab. Thank you for listening to the Documenting the American South Highlights podcast.